for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Wednesday morning service of July the 6th, 1994, of the Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. D.D. Fletcher is the speaker for the morning.
D.D. Fletcher is going to come. You know, there are two ministers in her family. There is Walter Fletcher, who is a teacher. Then there's D.D. Fletcher, who's a preacher. So we've got two parts of the fivefold ministry and maybe a little more in the Fletcher family. So we're going to hear from the preacher side of the family this morning. D.D., come and the Lord bless you. And I know that He does and will.
Sister Coffey, this is...
Oh, I bow. Praise the Lord. How many of you know we can talk about seeing angels and seeing a whole host of things, but when you come into His presence, there's nothing else to do except to bow and cry, "Holy is the Lord." Nothing like His presence. This song will be familiar to you, and I want to really thank my sister for singing "His Eye is on the Sparrow." I thought about singing that, and how many know God can rearrange, so He had somebody else sing it, and it goes right along with what I'm going to minister this morning. And how many of you know that we're not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? It is the power unto salvation. And we've got to declare, no matter what's going on in our lives, that we're not ashamed of the gospel. We're not ashamed to proclaim Him to all the world.
Give up the road for the ride.
of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Give your praise to Jesus this morning. Come on, you can do better than that for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Come on, worship Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We worship you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we give you praise this morning and we give you thanks. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, at this stage in our life, we've too much behind us to let the world bind us. We're determined that we're going to go on with you. And Father, we tell you this morning that we love you. We give you all praise and we give you all honor and we give you all glory. We give you all power and all dominion. It is yours today because you are King of Kings and you are Lord of Lords. Father, we're asking that you will move by your hand and by your spirit. Our cry unto you today is be glorified. Be glorified. Be magnified in our midst today. Oh, Holy Spirit, you have the preeminence. Walk among us. Do whatever you want to. We release you to do whatever you want to in our midst. God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the power of the cross. And we take authority with the blood, the power, and the name of the cross of Jesus Christ this morning. And we tell every demon in hell, you are subject to that name. You are subject to the cross. You are subject to the blood. You will not operate in this meeting today. We bring you under the control of the Holy Spirit. We take authority over every muscling spirit. We take authority over every demonic power that would try to move in and have dominion. We tell you, you'll come down today in the name of Jesus because the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. Father, we thank you that you've loved us so much that you gave your only son for us. And we don't take the blood and the cross and Jesus' life lightly, but we thank you and we bring it into appropriation this morning that it might do all that you intended it to do. Father, remove all the blindness from our eyes this morning that we might see, that we might hear, that we might understand, that we might be stirred afresh to go on with you, Lord. We thank you for all that you do, and we give you all praise and honor and glory. And everybody said, yes. Amen. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Well, if you don't know it by now, you can tell I get excited about Jesus. I stopped trying to apologize for who I am and just say what it is. For too long, I tried to be real sweet and talk nice and be like other lady ministers, and I can't do that. I have to do and be the way God has made me. And I get loud, and I tell them beforehand that I get loud so they'll understand. But I dare to say, if people, I watch them over the years, how they get so excited about their football games and their soccer games and all other things, and people do all kind of unseemingly things. I dare to say that I can get loud for Jesus Christ. I dare to say that I can lift my hands and that I can lift my feet for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want to talk to you this morning. The Lord had spoken to me, and I knew that if I was to speak in these meetings that God wanted to minister to you on disappointment. And that is what I want to talk to you about this morning. Brother Dorrance, I want to just say to you that it's been on my heart ever since the other day when we prayed for you. I have been seeing there's just a knife of betrayal in your back where people that you trusted, I know you shared that, but I just see this knife in your back. Just stand up right now. And I know the Lord wants to release that knife of betrayal out of your back so that you won't fear the faces of men anymore. And that, Father, I'm just asking you right now to release him from every betrayal, from every person who came against him, those that he trusted, those that he loved. Father, I thank you that that knife of betrayal is coming out now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, that every bit of trust will be restored. And, Father, he'll know that where men have betrayed him, you have not.
And that, Lord, he can trust you in every area. And even as he's declared that he'll be obedient to the word of the Lord, Father, I thank you that today you're establishing him in a new authority, in a new righteousness, God, that he'll go forth into the power and the unction of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's thank you for it in Jesus' name. Excuse me. But you know, as I listened to him share the word of the Lord the other morning, I thought, Lord, how many times are we disappointed? How many times do we feel like a thing will be a certain way and people disappoint us and circumstances disappoint us? And we all have to ultimately come to that realization that we have become disappointed with God. Now, you may not think that. You may say, no, it was the people, and it was, if they had acted a certain way, if they had done what they were supposed to do, if they would have just been the way that they were supposed to, then I wouldn't feel so bad. But your disappointment is ultimately with God, because you believe that it was God who put you in the place where you were and who brought you, maybe brought these people along your path, and you became frustrated. I think about David when the presence of the Lord, the Ark of the Covenant, had been taken by the Philistines. And it was over in a Philistine camp, and something was stirring in him to say, bring back the Ark. Bring back the Ark. And so David set out to bring back that Ark into the presence of God's people. And as he's doing it, he puts it on a new cart, the Bible says. And he begins to bring it back. And those old oxen on that new cart, they begin to trip and stumble. And Uzzah stuck out his hand to stay the ark. And the Bible says that the anger of the Lord broke through and smote Uzzah. And he died there in the presence of the Lord. And the ark of the Lord had to rest in the house of Obed-Edom. David, the Bible said, became frustrated because he couldn't see the ark come back into the city of God. We become frustrated when we don't see God moving the way that we think that he ought to. Could it possibly be that you read more into what God said than he was ready to reveal at the time? You know, we do that. We read more, and when God gives us a word, we add all of the addendums to it. We tell God what he meant to say. Come on, you can say amen. I know it's right. We add all of what we think God meant to say, and he didn't say that. He knew better than to tell you any more than he told you. So he just tells you what you can handle. And you and I don't have a right to add more to what God said than what he said to us. We even take the word of God and we put all of our little jots and tittles in it. And God says, don't do that. But we try to add more to it. If you go to 2 Kings 5 and 11, you don't need to turn there. We'll just relay it to you. The story of Naaman. You know, Naaman was a high official, the Bible says. He was a captain over the army of Aram. And he was well respected for all of the feats that he had done. But the Bible says he was a leper. And you know, you can do tremendous things. You can do tremendous things in the kingdom of God. You can do tremendous things outside of the kingdom of God. You can be high on your job and have all kinds of accolades to your own name. And yet, if there is something that hinders you, that's a stigma in your life, it's like it's always attached to that. You can't move on from there because that thing is attached. And it says that Naaman, in all of his notoriety, the Bible says, yet he was a leper. And so, while he was out capturing, they took a little maid. The Bible doesn't even say what her name was. It just says that they took captive a little maiden girl from Israel. And she said to Naaman's wife, she said, I wish that my master were with the prophet who's in Samaria. Then he would cure him of his leprosy. How many of you know when we've got something wrong with us and we hear that we can get cured and we can be well? We're going wherever that is. Doesn't matter where. We're just going wherever that place is. If they tell you that so-and-so is healing on the other side of town and you've got a need, you're going over there because you want to receive your healing. So Naaman, it says, he packed up. And he packed up all of his regalia and everything that he could think of to take to the man of God. He went to his own boss and he says, I want to go. And the king wrote him a letter of introduction to the king of Israel. And he took this letter and he presented it to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel, the Bible says, ripped his clothes. And he says, who am I? Am I God that I can heal a man of his leprosy? And the Bible says that Elisha heard about it. And he says, what's the matter with you? Why are you rending your clothes? Send him here that he might know that there is a prophet in Israel. And so he came. Naaman came. But he still came with all of his gold and his silver and everything else that he could present. You know, we come sometimes trying to buy from God what he's so willing to give freely. And we think that we can buy and we can manipulate God to do what we want him to do. If we come with all of our presenting, God, you know, I did this for you and I did that for you. And God, I gave to missions. And God, I gave $1,000 here. And God, you know, I spent hours in prayer. We come with all of our regalia telling God why he ought to do what we think he ought to do. And he's so willing to just give it to us. But as he came, he said, he came, and this is the thought that I want you to focus in on. As he came and he stood, the Bible says that Elisha sent out his messenger. And he told Naaman, he says, go dip 7 times in the Jordan. God ever ask you to do something that is just so against your nature? Naaman says, how come I can't go and dip in some other river? Why do I have to go and dip in that stinking old nasty Jordan River? And usually when God asks us to do something that we don't like, we start telling God, God, how come I can't go this route? And how come I can't do it this way? And this was his words. Verse 11 of chapter 5, it says, but Naaman was furious. And he went away and he said, behold, I thought. Behold, I thought. And see, when God asks you to do something, when it doesn't come just the packaging that you think that it ought to, or you come and you expect brother so-and-so to lay hands on you and pray for you, and some little sister in the audience comes up and she says, honey, God's told me to just pray for you and you'll be healed. And you say, but behold, I thought that the prophet would lay hands on me. Behold, I thought brother so-and-so would lay hands on me. I was ready to receive from him. I was ready for brother Tommy to give me a word. And some other little lady came and told me some word. Behold, I thought. In Judges 6 and 11 through 13, we find the story of Gideon. And you know the angel comes and he finds Gideon, it says, in the wine press, beating out the wheat because the Midianites were coming and they were ravaging and they were stealing from them. Every time they'd get a crop, the Midianites would come in and they would ravage and they would steal from them. Can any of you identify every time you get a crop, it seems like the enemy just comes in and he robs and he steals from you. And there you are hiding behind the wine press, just trying to beat out something, just trying to get something going. The angel of the Lord comes to him and he says, behold, thou mighty man of valor. Now I can imagine Gideon was looking around saying, who are you talking to? God ever come to you and say, behold, thou mighty man, thou mighty woman of valor. And you're looking around saying, God, who are you talking to? Is there somebody else behind me? He says, no, I'm talking to you. Gideon's looking around and he says, you must be a mistake. And God began to tell him that he was with him. But Gideon's words were, if the Lord is with us, then where are all the miracles? And we say that today. If the Lord is with us, then God, where are all the miracles? If God is with us, then how come it's like the devil is rushing in and he's having a field day and we're seeing him do all kinds of things? If God is with us and if I'm a mighty woman and you're a mighty man of valor, then how come it seems like that the enemy's having a field day? But he began to tell him, the Lord is with you. But see, we put our if on what God says. You see, God says we're mighty because he is mighty. And if we're in him, then we're mighty. And we forget that. We just hear that it's us in the flesh. Flesh can't do a thing. But we try to stand in our own flesh and what somebody else said about us instead of believing what God said about us. But if you'll stand in what God has said about you, then we can go forward and do the thing that God has told us to do. But we begin to have abnormal expectations about what God says. You know, when God says something, you start painting all kinds of pictures and seeing it in all different kinds of ways. And I've said before when I've ministered this, and I want to say this to ladies and husbands alike, that oftentimes in our marriage relationships, we put abnormal expectations on our mates. Oh, you've got quiet on me now. What am I saying? I'm saying that you expect for them to be something that they can never be. You expect for them to be God in your life when only He can be the Lord and the God of your life. You have hurt, you have wounds, you have griefs in you, and you expect for this person that you're married to take them all out and to do away with them when you forget to go to the one who can save you. That's an abnormal expectation. No human being can function under that. No husband, no wife can function under that. And we have, when we get married, we think, oh, how wonderful this person is. When Walter and I got married, I tell you, I was so excited because I said, here comes my knight in shining armor. And he was. That's true. He was. And is. He's everything that I could have ever hoped for in a husband. But you know, after we get married to the person that we marry to, we forget that they're human. And all of a sudden you get up and their dirty socks are laying on the floor. And where you begin to put all of your things in order, that all of a sudden they leave the covers all awry on the bed, and they go in the kitchen and they leave the kitchen a mess, and you think, oh my goodness. Or you, husbands, you married wives and you thought, finally I got myself a cook. Finally I got somebody who'll clean the house. And you find out she can't even boil water.
Amen.
And you're disappointed. You're disappointed with what you thought. And you begin to try to put that abnormal expectation on that person to get them to perform, to get them to be what you want them to be. Let me take it a little farther and tell you that you put abnormal expectations on your shepherds. You come into churches and you come with your own preconceived ideas of what this church is going to be like and how it's going to operate and how everything is going to go. And then when you get there and it doesn't go the way that you think, you have put abnormal expectations on that pastor, and he doesn't function like you want him to be. See, because you want him to be God. You want him to pray for you. I don't mean come and lay hands on you and pray for you. I mean you want him to pray for you because you don't want to pray. You want him to hear from God for you, to give you direction, because you won't seek God for yourself to get direction. It has led the people of God into captivity. You have a responsibility to hear from God for yourself. And every time that you go and the prophetic word comes, it ought to be a confirmation of what God's already spoke to you. How did we get into so much trouble? Waiting for someone to give us direction. This way, turn that way. And it's caused us to go into all kinds of error and other things. I'm telling you something by the word of the Lord this morning. You have got to recognize when the true prophetic is flowing and when there is the false. You see, God said there would be false prophets that would come in. A false prophet don't have no place out in the world. They're not listening to him. So he's in the church. And there is so much that is cutting a fine line anymore until you have got to know what spirit is operating in your midst. I appreciated what Brother Dorrance said the other day. I've not been in any churches where they had crystals on. I don't know what I would have done. I probably would have come in kicking them off because I don't like that sort of thing. But I tell you, there's so much mixture in the church anymore. It's disturbing to me the amount of mixture that I see in the church. And it's more disturbing to me that the people of God have no discernment for it. They don't know when it's the Holy Spirit moving and when it's some other spirit operating. And I'm telling you, we've got to begin to seek the face of God. We've got to begin to hone into God and say, God, I want to hear from you for myself. God, tell me what spirit is operating. Tell me who's moving. Tell me what's going on. Know what's happening in your services. We have a responsibility to pray. Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. But people are too lazy to pray. They won't get out of bed and pray. They won't seek the face of God. You can't run into God's presence for 5 minutes and grab something and run out like you do in the grocery store. It's not that hour. We're in a serious hour. People are disappointed and they're frustrated because we're praying and seeking the Lord for revival. And we're saying, God, we want to see you move in our midst. But I want to tell you something. God's moving. You're waiting for revival to come revival's here, folks. Revival is here. You say, well, Sister Fletcher, I don't see it moving in my church. I'm telling you that it is here. Revival has to first start here, though. Revival start in me. God, do something in me. God, change me. Turn me upside down. Rearrange me. Do whatever you need to do. Let the revival start here. You see, when revival came to the Hebrides, there were two older women. I appreciate what Carol said. You older saints, don't you ever let anybody tell you that your time is over. Two older women in their 80s, they're praying and seeking the face of the Lord for revival to come. One's blind. She can't even see. And they write a letter to Duncan Campbell saying, we want you to come. He's over doing a meeting somewhere, and he gets that letter. He writes back. He says, I'm sorry, I can't come. And he's sitting on the platform. He's getting ready to speak. And God says to him, Duncan, I want you to go to the Hebrides. But God, it's time for me to speak. You see, God will come and upset your little apple cart sometimes where you think you ought to be doing. You know what I'm talking about. Duncan, I want you to go to the Hebrides. But God, they've scheduled me to speak. Duncan, I want you to go to the Hebrides. Yes, Lord. He gets on a train and he goes to the Hebrides. They're farmers that have been in a barn. They've been praying and seeking the face of the Lord for months, crying out to God, God, we need a revival here. Listen, when we begin to pray desperately, desperate prayers get desperate, get the answer. When God knows you're desperate, you see, some of you came here because you were desperate. You knew that this was the last time you needed an answer from God. You come desperately, God will answer you. The people were desperate. They said, we've seen all kinds of sin and all kinds of perversion and degradation going through our land. God, we need a revival. But first start the revival in us. They're praying, and all of a sudden, Duncan Campbell comes into town and the whole city's astir. He gets off the train and a man meets him sees him at the train and he sees all of the stirring in the city and he says, what's going on? He says, oh, we're going to have revival tonight. You see, there was expectancy in their heart. God told them, you're going to have revival tonight. You're going to come expecting. I was sorry we dismissed church last night. I thought we should have kept on going. There's a time when you got to throw the clock out and turn the plate over and say, God, move. Yeah. We're ready for the move of God. Forget the meals. Forget the clock and say, God, just pour it on us. I came to hear from God. I came to meet with God. I want to see that the word of the Lord moving on this. And there comes a time when you have to say, God, we'll scrap our schedule. We'll get on your schedule. Duncan Campbell said, well, what's happening? They said, oh, Duncan Campbell's coming. He says, is that right? And the man says, yes. He said, you don't know about it. He says, no. He says, well, where have you been, man? He says, the whole city knows that Duncan Campbell's coming. He says, well, I just arrived on the train today. He says, well, what's your name? He says, my name's Duncan Campbell. He says, well, that's all right. We'll have a good meeting anyway. He wasn't impressed with the man. He was impressed with what God was going to do. You've got to get impressed with what God's going to do in our midst. Something's got to start stirring in you. Let your disappointments go. Let your frustrations go and get stirring and say, God, I'm excited about what you're going to do. Amen. There's something that's stirring in my spirit that says that the cloud of God is moving and that the waters of God are stirred and God's about to break forth on the left and on the right. And you've got to say, God, I'm a candidate. I want to be a part of what you're doing. And I know that some of you, God's doing it. He's stirring in you. Don't get disappointed. Don't become frustrated. God's doing it. You just stay focused in on Him. If we allow our frustrations and our disappointments to continue on in our life, they bring about bitterness. There's nothing like bitterness in a person's life. It's like gall. And when you come around a person that's bitter, bitterness will touch, it comes out of them and it touches you. You wonder what's wrong with this person because there's bitterness in their life. What can I do? Excuse me. What can I do with my disappointments? Isaiah 54. What does it say? Sing. Oh, barren, sing. When I'm disappointed, what do I do with those disappointments? I can begin to sing unto the Lord. You might say, well, I don't have a very good voice. They tell me not to sing. God tells you to sing.
That's right. Amen.
They tell me don't say anything. God says make a joyful.
Yeah.
Tell me again, make a
Lord.
That takes in everybody, doesn't it? Everybody can make a noise. You don't have to have a beautiful voice to sing a new song to the Lord. But sing, O barren, sing. When I read that scripture, it tells me that there was some barren places in their life. There was nothing happening. There's some barren places in your life. In other words, there's areas that's not producing anything. Sing, O barren, sing. If you read in the Bible about a barren woman, do you know she was, they thought she was cursed of the Lord. And that God didn't want to have anything to do with her. And I tell you, some of you believe that you have been cursed because all you've seen is barrenness. Every time you thought there was fruitfulness coming forth, all you saw was barrenness. Every time you thought there was a crop coming up, all there was barrenness. The Bible says, sing. Start singing in that barren state. Sing, O barren, sing, thou who did not bear. Break forth. You know, I love that song. Bel prays him, he's the God of the breakthrough. You've got to break through that area that holds you captive and begin to sing a song unto the Lord. Go with me to 1 Samuel. You can all probably quote this to me. 1 Samuel 1 is the story of Hannah. Are you still with me? You know this story of Hannah, that she was a barren woman. And God has to always address when we have areas that are in our lives that are not of Him. He always comes and He addresses the fear first. Because that's the thing that grips us and holds us captive in that place. And God comes 365 times in the Word of God and says, do not fear. How many days in the year are there? How many? Is that one for every day you get up? He says every day that you get up, that His mercies are new to you every morning. So if you blew it yesterday, you've got new mercy today. If you fell in fear yesterday, God will take that fear away from you today, because He comes and He says over and again, do not fear. Do not fear. The Bible says that Hannah was a barren woman. And every year they would go up to sacrifice and give portions. And Peninnah, Elkanah's other wife, would also go with her sons and her daughters. But Hannah, Elkanah would give a double portion because he loved her. But the Lord had closed her womb. She's like Naaman. He was a leper. She was a barren woman. And her rival, say rival. However, would provoke her bitterly to irritate her because the Lord had closed her womb. You see, when there's barrenness in your life, it's like there's that which will come and continue to poke at you and irritate you and provoke you. This woman, Peninnah, she would come and it's like she would wave the fact that she had children in front of Hannah's face. You don't have any children. I've been favored of the Lord because I have bore children. You don't have any children, Hannah. It didn't matter that she was loved by her husband. She was still a barren woman. And it says year after year. You see, sometimes you think, is this thing ever going to stop? From one year to the next. Oh, next year's going to be better. I heard it so much. 1993 was an awful year. 1994's got to be better. But you know, you've got to close the door on that thing. And say, 1993 might have been bad. But by God's grace, 1994 is going to be better. I'm not going to walk in barrenness. I'm not going to walk in leprosy. I'm not going to walk in bitterness. I'm not going to walk in anger. I'm not going to walk in resentment. I'm not going to walk in betrayal. I'm not going to walk in hardness. I'm going to walk in the grace and the mercy of God. It happened year after year. As often as she went up to the house of the Lord, that she would provoke her. So Hannah wept and she would not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep and why do you not eat and why is your heart sad? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? The first thing, the Lord comes to you after He addresses your fear. He comes to you and He says, I love you. And am I not better to you than this thing that you really think that you have to have? And the Bible says that Hannah rose after eating and drinking in Shiloh. When I read this, this tells me, listen to me, that she would be comforted. While you're walking through a barren state, there is that time when you're in it and it doesn't seem like you're ever going to get out of it. But you got to decide that I will be comforted by the God of all comfort. she would be comforted in this state that she was in. Before that, she said, I won't eat. All she did was cry. And she wept. She wouldn't eat. But he came to her and he says, am I not better to you? And God comes to you and he says, first, before this area that you just feel like that you need to have, let's establish our relationship. Am I not better to you? You see, we have to get that right first. I'll tell you a little story. That before God brought Walter into my life, God said, I don't dare bring that man into your life until you and I get our relationship established. Because if not, I would have done what I said to you earlier. I would have put abnormal expectations on him that he could never fulfill. I would have tried to get him to be something that he never could. And you've got to make sure that you get your relationship established with God. Some of you wonder, how come nothing is happening? God keeps trying to say to you, am I not better to you? Am I not better to you than all that you want? As Jack said today, you know, I miss my time with you. I miss the times when you would come to me. But because of disappointment and because of frustration, you've turned yourself away. And you won't eat anymore. And you won't come into my presence anymore. In fact, you've run away from me. But he says, am I not better to you than all that you could want? And you've got to decide, I'll be comforted by God. Hannah rose after eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on a seat at the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. She's still greatly distressed, but she prayed to the Lord. Don't forget that. She prayed to the Lord. Do you know, every time you're going through a stage in your life, you've got to build an altar. You've got to pray. This area, God, I won't forget to hone in on you. I won't forget to focus in on you. I won't forget to pray. My soul, I'm weeping bitterly inside. My soul is breaking, but I won't forget to pray. I won't forget to build that altar to God. And she made a vow and she said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look upon my affliction, son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall never come on his head. And you know, as she's praying there, Eli, who had his own set of problems, he thought she was drunk. And he came to her and he says, how long will you make yourself drunk? Put away your wine. But Hannah said to him, she says, I'm a woman that's oppressed in spirit. I've neither drunk wine nor strong drink, but I've poured out my soul to the Lord. Don't consider your maidservant as a worthless woman, for I have spoken until now out of my great concern and provocation. And Eli said to her, go in peace. May the God of Israel grant you your petition that you have asked of him. And I love verse 20. It says, in due time. In due time. You pour out your soul to the Lord. You pray unto him. And in due time, he will answer. I don't care how long it's been dry. How long it's been barren. How long you haven't seen anything happening. You begin to pour out your soul to God. And in due time, he will answer. You know the story of Hannah, that she conceived and she gave birth to a son. But I love chapter 2, Hannah's prayer or her song. And it's almost the same song that Mary sang. She says, my heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord and my mouth speaks boldly against mine enemy. That one who's been provoking you and been your rival year after year, when God answers, your heart begins to exalt in the Lord. I'm going to exalt you, Lord. And my mouth speaks boldly against my enemy because I rejoice in thy salvation. Indeed, there is no one beside thee. You ever tell the Lord, God, there's no one like you. You've trusted in horses and you've trusted in chariots, but there's come the day when you will remember the name of the Lord your God and you say, there's none other beside you. There's no one else like him. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you go, where you go. There's nobody like the Lord. There's nobody like him. As much as I love my husband, there's still nobody like God. There's nobody as close to me as he is. He's the lover of your soul. He's the one for who your heart beats for. He's the one for who you breathe for. You don't have a life outside of God. He's got to be your everything. My soul exalts in the Lord. My heart, as a deer pants after the water brook. Oh, my soul pants after thee, oh God, for the living God. Not just after some old dead God that doesn't have ears to hear and doesn't have eyes to see and doesn't have a mouth to speak. My soul is panting after the living God. I'm going where there's life. You've got to decide where you're going, where there's life. You wonder what's going on in the meetings that you go in. You sit there and you go out the same way you came. It's because you didn't touch life. My soul is panting for the life of God. Carol talks about the Zoe life of God. You've got to have that. That living water that brings life. Indeed, there is no one besides thee, nor is there any rock like our God. Boast no more so very proudly. Do not let the arrogant come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and his actions, and with him actions are weighed. What do I do when things are mundane? Can I sing? Yes. What do I do? Ladies, most especially when things don't go my way. Can I sing? I have to sing. I don't have any other choice but to sing. We have to begin to tune in to the vibrations of heaven. Do you realize when a chord is strung, when you hit a chord, there are vibrations that come. But you see, you've got to tune into the vibrations of heaven. When we begin to sing, when we begin to worship and to magnify the Lord, there can be that which comes forth that is like tinkling brass. Or there can be that which comes forth and it all of a sudden it locks in with the heavenlies. And all of a sudden you realize it isn't just you that's singing anymore. You have joined with all of heaven that gives worship and praise unto him. God is looking for that sacrifice. You see, when things aren't going so well and you start to sing, all of a sudden the enemy starts getting nervous. There have been times when I've been so upset and I come into the house of the Lord and I'm standing there and my hands are hung down. They feel like 100-pound weight. And God says, just begin to praise me. I say, I don't want to pray. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. He says, but just praise me anyway. God, I don't feel like praising. Do it anyway. That's right, do it anyway. You might even say, but I'm mad. Well, dogs get mad. I'm angry. God says, but do it anyway. And usually when we start, we're like this. Because this is about as high as I can get them. I can't get my hands up any higher than this because the weights are still there. God says, but just lift them a little higher. And all of a sudden you begin to lift your hands a little higher into him. All of a sudden you begin to lift your hands a little higher. And all of a sudden there isn't any weights anymore. All of a sudden the glory of God begins to come down. And you begin to praise him and exalt him. And I tell you, demons flee when you do that. They can't stand the presence of the Lord. They don't want you to worship. They don't want you to praise. They don't want you. There's times, I tell you, when we come in and you begin to pat your feet. All of a sudden you're not patting your feet anymore. You're like Jack. You're jumping up and down. And all of a sudden you're running. I tell you, not too long ago, last year, we were invited to be speakers at a Baptist convention. I was trying to figure out how we got there. I said, Lord, they have no idea what they have asked for. And we were so excited because when we got there, they asked Rosie if she'd speak to their youth, and she did. She preached her first sermon to about 60 youth. And we were just, you know, kind of amazed at that in itself. But those young people, as we went over to pick her up, they were just excited. They were singing songs for that night service. We came back into that night service, and those young people started singing. And I tell you, I've never seen anything like it, Irma. They were standing, and all of a sudden, they started dancing. They started running around the building. This is Baptist now. They started running around the building. And the older people were coming up, and they were trying to hold them. They were trying to put their arms around them like this to keep them from running into things. And all of a sudden, by the time they would touch one of them like that, and they would get drunk in the spirit. And they just start falling like this. I'm telling you, God broke out in the place. God poured out His spirit in that place. I'm telling you something. God's pouring out His spirit on our young people. And I tell you, you don't need to be left in the backwash of it all. You can get in on it. Take your disappointments and get rid of them. Take your frustrations and get rid of them. And say, God, I'm going to get in the stream of what you're doing. I want to know the outpouring of your spirit. I tell you, God broke out in that place. Those young people, they danced, they prayed, they spoke in tongues. You see, God's not interested in your little labels about who you say you are. He's just looking for an open, willing vessel. And when you open yourself up to God, He says, that's all I'm looking for. I'll pour my spirit down. I tell you, it broke out in that place. I mean, they were slain in the spirit. I've never seen anything like it. I said, Lord, behold, I show you a mystery. I tell you, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. Don't you label God and tell Him what He can't do. Just by the time you box Him in, He'll break out of that box and do something else. But we have an obligation. I tell you, oftentimes the Baptists and the Presbyterians and others, they put us to shame because they're beginning to know the things of God. But we know. You sing. You begin to sing. You begin to worship Him. And it doesn't matter that things aren't going your way. You begin to worship and praise the Lord. Psalm 33:3 says, sing a new song unto the Lord. What is a new song? Is it some tune that you've never heard before? No. A new song unto the Lord is when you are going through something and you decide to sing. That's a new song. Where you couldn't sing before in that area and you decide, I will sing. You see, David said, Saul, bless the Lord. You've got to tell your soul, you're going to bless the Lord. Yes. Yes. I will worship you. I make a concerted effort that I am going to worship and praise my God. Then I'm singing a new song unto Him. Sometime when I feel like I've just got stacks and stacks of dishes and there's no place to go and all I feel is used and abused and I just have to wash dishes all the time. If I start singing a new song unto the Lord, all of a sudden the dishes are done and I'm in praise and worship unto Him. If I'm going on that job where I've got a boss that continues to plow and plow and plow at me and all of a sudden I decide I'll sing a new song, all of a sudden the glory of the Lord begins to come on that job and I'm worshiping and I'm praising Him and I don't even pay any attention to anymore this boss that's giving me a hard time because I'm singing a new song. Some of you got children and it seems like you're so disappointed with your children. Is it ever going to be any different? Start singing a song. Start singing a song unto the Lord. Start singing a new song unto Him. And all of a sudden, things begin to change. You begin to see. You begin to hope. You begin to worship and to praise. Faith begins to arise in your heart again. Because you know God hasn't cast you away. But you're believing that He'll move and He'll do. You know, Job learned to sing in the midnight hour. In the night season, he learned to sing. Brother Tommy talked to us about that midnight time last night. And you've got to learn to sing when all is dark around you. You start singing. Have you ever awakened in the morning? It's still dark outside, but the birds are singing. I tell you, if they can worship and praise Him, how much more you and I who have come to know salvation, there ought to always be a song in our heart of praise and adoration unto the Lord. I want to close with telling you a story. In Ecclesiastes 3:5, it says, there's a time to gather stones, and there's a time to cast stones away. And there can be those stones of disappointment that we have that we cast away. Pictorially, if you would go with me over into Israel when the husbandman is plowing a field, it seems like it's nothing but stones, just stones, and they'll pick up those stones and they'll cast those stones away so that he can begin to plant into that ground. And there is a time for casting stones away. But a story that I read of a missionary's wife, and she was so discouraged and so disappointed because every time she would make plans, she would be disappointed because her husband would be pulled in this direction, in that direction for the ministry's sake. And she said, there was a time when I had to take stones out of the ground of my life and I had to cast them aside. But there's also a time for going and gathering those stones of disappointment. She said, I began to go and gather those stones back at a time when we had gone through some things and God was beginning to move in a different direction. And I began to take those stones and build a tower. Build a watchtower that I could see him coming. Take your stones of disappointment and build a watchtower that you can see him coming. That you can see the Lord. You see, every disappointment in your life is his appointment. Disappointments are his appointment. And a lot of times you think, oh, I'm so disappointed. It's his appointment. Sometimes God has to turn us in another direction. And sometimes we're like the children of Israel. We're stubborn, we're stiff-necked, and we've decided we go our own way. And God's saying, turn and take your journey another way. Stand on your feet. As we've been ministering today and you realize that you've had some stones of disappointment, Phil, I want to tell you by the word of the Lord, begin to sing. You're looking for some stones to be lifted up off of a well that has been dammed up for years. Begin to sing. Begin to worship him. For you, it's your breakthrough. Hallelujah. So many times we realize that, God, I took and I threw away those things that really were going to work something in my life. I ran away from you, God, because I was so disappointed. Some of you that have heard this message today, you realize you've been in churches and you became so disappointed with them because they weren't what you thought. You became disappointed and disenchanted with ministry. And you thought, who can I trust anymore? How can I believe in anybody anymore? The Lord wants you to bring those disappointments to him today. And say, God, I won't carry them around anymore. Some of you have had disappointments in your marriages. You've been disappointed with your children. We have high ideals and expectations for our children. And when they don't come and they don't do those things that we think that they ought to, maybe drugs took them off, or they went some wayward way with some girl that we didn't think that they should, or some man that we didn't think that they should. And we're so disappointed and so wounded and so bruised and saying, God, will our family ever be back together again? And you've become frustrated and maybe even bitter. God wants you to bring your disappointments to him today so that you can begin to sing. He wants us to sing to him. I want to teach you a little song that came to me this morning. We heard this song. It's nothing difficult at all. Let's see if I can remember it now. Just follow me. It's almost like a calypso song. It goes, higher, higher. Higher, 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 higher. Lift Jesus higher. Sing it with me. Higher, higher. Higher, 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 higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lower, lower. Lower, 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 lower. Stomp Satan lower, 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 lower.
stall Satan lower. Super, 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 supernatural power. Super, 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 supernatural power. Higher, 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 higher. Lift Jesus higher, 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 higher. Lift Jesus higher. Stomp Satan. Lower, 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 lower. Stomp Satan lower, lower, lower. Lower, 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 lower. Stomp Satan lower. Supernatural. Super, super. Super, 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 super. Supernatural power. Super, super. Super, 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 super. Supernatural power. You know, that's what happens. We lift Jesus higher, stomp Satan lower. God gives supernatural power. Hallelujah. 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 I want you all to sing. What's that one? The first one on your tape. The first one on your tape. Julia, yes.
Yeah. Come on. Glory.
Amen.
Glory. Where's Glenn and Irma?
Glenn's right there.
Irma back there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. How many of you love Jesus this morning? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Tommy, would you come up here, brother? Praise the Lord. Brother Dorrance, and I want you, brother, to come up here. We're going to pray for Glenn and Irma this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glenn and Irma, you two come up here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want you to stand right there. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, even as my wife was ministering that message, I saw you two, and that disappointment has really come at you like waves from time to time. I just saw it like waves coming over you, and waves coming over you, and waves coming over you. And God is, at times, even it's been like one nostril above water, because the waves sometimes it would come and come upon you. But I see the Lord's going to lift that. He's going to lift that, and the Lord's even speaking now to the storm and saying, thus far and no further. Yeah. And I see the Lord lifting, even like the enemy's tried to cloak a veil over you, and it's been like a cloaking, because you know there's so much more in the spirit that God would do, and the enemy's tried to cloak you. And we're just coming in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God. We're coming against that cloak. We're coming against the spirits of Gershom and the spirits of Sanballat that have tried to rob the ministry and keep the building of the ministry from going forward. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we lift this veil, Father. God. We cut the veil, Lord God. We come against the powers of death and destruction in the name of Jesus. We push back the enemy in Jesus' name. We push back the enemy in the name of Jesus. And Lord, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we break the assignment in Jesus' name. And Lord, we rend the veil off of them. Tommy, just in the spirit, just rend the veil off of them right now. In the name of Jesus. We just tear it off right now. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we come against the cloaking device, the spirit of cloaking in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, I'm asking that you'll open their eyes, Lord God. Open their eyes to the tactic of the enemy. Lord, open their eyes to the plans in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against you shall prosper in Jesus' name. By the anointing of God, Lord God, I lift the veil, Lord, even off their eyes, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, where the enemy's tried to camouflage in the name of Jesus. We find the spirit of the chameleon in Jesus' name. Lord God, I thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands to the Lord, both of you, right now. Hallelujah. You take his hand, I take her hand. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray, Lord God, a new anointing, Lord God. I pray a fresh anointing, Lord. Right now, more Holy Spirit. More Holy Spirit, right now, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. All the way down, Father. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just refreshing the very spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. More, Lord. More, Lord. Come on, pray, saints. Amen. More Holy Spirit. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We lift their hands, Father. We lift their hands, Father. We lift their hands in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To the victory is sure, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask that, Lord God, that you'll encircle them with your blood, Father God. Encircle them with your blood, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The blood covering of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother Glenn, the Lord just wants to touch you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And even give you rest. I just see just been time you've just had restlessness in the night. And the Lord just come to even strengthen your very heart, brother, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for pouring. Speak strength to your heart right now. Strength to your heart right now in the name of Jesus. Even like a hand that's been over your heart. Kind of squeeze your life. In the name of Jesus, we pull it off. Father,
glory,
I just thank you, Lord,
God.
Right now. Lord God, that you'll give him rest, Father God. You'll rest, Lord God. He'll rest in you, Lord, like he's not rested in a long time. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father, I'm thanking you. You're blessing your handmaiden, Father God. You're blessing your handmaiden, Lord. I ask that you restore her joy. Restore her joy. Restore her joy. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And Father, that assignment that's come again and again against their family, we come to do battle against it in the name of Jesus. We come to do battle against it in the name of Jesus. And Father, I'm asking that you restore that which the devil has stolen. Father, for your word declares, I will restore that which I took not away. And Lord, we're calling you, Lord, forth your restoration, Lord God. Every member of the family, Lord God. Oh, we command you, Satan, give them up in Jesus' name. Oh, God Almighty, I thank you for putting a hook and turning them, Lord, to you. Hallelujah. That their seed, they'll not lose their seed, my God, in Jesus' mighty name. Even to the fourth generation, my God. To the fourth generation, we ask that you'll loose your holy angels, Lord God. Enforce it now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Somebody praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
For surely, O handmaiden of the Lord, I have surely seen the whirlwind that has been around thee. I have seen the storm that has tried to encompass thee. And I say, I, the Lord, am the Lord of the storm. I do come and I do speak to the storm that would even try to overthrow thee. And I say unto the storm, peace, be still. I say, peace, be still. Even in the midst, even in the very midst of thee, I say, peace, be still. Oh, Irma, I just see it's like a whirlwind. It's just been around you, all around you. But the Lord says that it shall not overtake you because he, the Lord, comes against it. He stands against it. Oh, Jesus, I thank you. God and Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we come. We come in the name of Jesus. And God, I loose her. I loose her right now from every assignment of the enemy. I loose her from every warring spirit that will war against her. I war against it in the name of Jesus. And I tell you, foul demons that come from the pit of hell, you'll not torment her anymore. Oh, Father, every disappointment that she's had, Lord, over over the years, we pull a stinger out in the name of Jesus. Lord, where others have disappointed her and they've wounded her and they've ruined her trust back to God, I thank you today that you come to establish her anew. You come to pour new life into her, God. You come to tell her, Lord, that, Lord, she's not tossed aside. Oh, and Father, I thank you that even that clocking that's been over, Father, I'm asking you, Lord, to remove it today in the name of Jesus. That, Father, you'll put a new quickening in her mind. You'll put a new quickening in her spirit. You'll put a new quickening in her step, God. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Coffey, I've never even had two minutes of fellowship with you, but the Lord says you can go again. You can go again. I don't know what that means. That's the word that the Lord gave me for you, that you can go again. I don't know if there's a situation that you've been looking for direction or confirmation, but the word of the Lord to you is you can go again, whatever that means. That's what I'm to give you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want Sister Janet to come here for a moment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's stay in the spirit, folks. Amen. Glory to God. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God wants to bless you, honey, personally. You know, for so long your blessing, and rightly so, has been joined with the team and the ministry that God's given you. But God said today that He wants you to know He wants to bless you personally. And amen. You are very, very special and of great value in the eyes of the Lord. And He doesn't want you to see that only your blessing merely comes because there's a joining. But yes, that's true in one sense. One can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. But God said, I'm going to give you your own special anointing, and you're going to know the movings of the Lord in your life, and you're going to know how to move out and when to move out, when to speak and when to go forth in the name of the Lord. It's not been because you've been hindered at all, because I know Brother John, but God wants you to know that today He imparts to you a very special anointing even upon you. Father, I'm thanking you, Lord God, that you renew her, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, right now, all the way down in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all the way down, every rope, every cord that's hanging around you, we loose you from it right now in Jesus' name. Come off of her right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Impart that anointing, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 He's still working there. He's still working there. More Lord. More Lord. More Lord. Hallelujah. More Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. More Lord. More Lord. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who do you call it, honey? Amen. Praise the Lord. Glorify thy name. Yes. Amen.
How the enemy's tried to steal your song, honey. He's tried to steal your song, and he's a warred against you on the left and on the right. But God says today he restores. He comes to bring a newness of life to you. You've come and you've stood and you've warred for others, and you said, God, what about mine? What about that which I've cried out to you for? And the enemy's even battled you in your own body. And you said, Lord, how long, how long, how long? Your rival has provoked you year after year after year. But God says, enough is enough. Today, he releases the captive off of you. And he says, we receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Praise
Thank
the name
you,
of
Lord.
Jesus. Praise
Jesus.
The name.
Jesus.
This dear lady, next to the, is that your sister there? One with the, yes, the checked shirt there. You, honey. Yeah, you. Come here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just stay in the spirit, folks. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. You've come here because you really asked the Lord for a breakthrough in your family. You want to see some situations. some situations changed, and the Lord said, surely I am a God of restoration. I am a God that restores. I will restore that which I took not away. Even I have heard thy cry. I have heard thy groanings in the night, saith the Lord, and that which has come to be even a torment, and that which has come to even bring disgrace and shame upon thee, the Lord says, I lift it off of thee in the name of Jesus. And I do come as the glory and the lifter of thy head, and I do even go before thee, saith the Lord, and thou shalt even see change round about thee, and thou shalt even see it, and thou shalt not even wonder. Thou shalt know that my God have done this. And surely by the word of the Lord, I do come to fight thy battles. Fear not, saith the Lord. Be not discouraged, saith thy God. Yeah. For I, the Lord, am mighty to save and mighty to deliver. I shall even cause that which is seen to be scrambled to be unscrambled. And I shall take that that even seems like spaghetti and straighten it out, saith the Lord. For am I not a God of miracles? Have I not said, will I not do? Fear not, saith the Lord. For I do bring thee to this hour to bring thee a mighty deliverance, and thou shalt testify of it, saith the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Brother Dorrance, I know we've given you the words, but the Lord said you're not only going out, you're going up, brother. Not only going out, you're going up. Hallelujah. You're going to enter a new realm, brother. A new realm. I saw you like this. Amen. You're going up. You're gonna see and perceive things in realms that you have not known, but it's gonna be for the purpose of releasing things to the body as God sends you for. But you're gonna know a new kingness. You're gonna know what's happening, brother, in the spirit realm. I don't mean just in terms of bringing the word of the Lord. You're gonna know what's happening in the meetings. You're gonna know what's happening, and you're gonna speak to those things then as a present thing that God's going to do, and He will give you the signals to show you what to do, when to do it, and you're gonna see yokes broken and things turned around. But you're going out, but you're going up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. We'll start right now. Glenn, I just turned around and asked him, I said, does Glenn have shingles? Mm. And you know what the Lord showed me? The Lord showed me, they said that there's a man that was here and he's upset with you.
Mm.
And you were an irritation to him. Mm. And he went home and prayed this thing on you.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Where you go?
Was it? Okay.
All right.
The Lord just showed that to me. And He showed me that spirit that came in and settled right here. I know right where it is. It's right there, isn't it?
Thank you, Lord.
Get rid of it right now.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord
Jesus.
Glory to God.
The Lord says, you don't have to have that shingle. And the Lord says, it's gonna go right back there.
Oh, yes.
And that man.
Yes. Get it back. Get it back. Get it back.
The shingle comes off of him right now. In Jesus.
Hallelujah. Fran, lift your hands up, honey, right where you are. Somebody go stand behind her.
Fern,
I'm sorry.
Praise
just,
the Lord.
Just lift your hands up. God's
yes,
going to meet you
Jesus.
Right there.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Father,
amen.
I thank you in the name of Jesus.
In the name
Father,
of Jesus.
She stood,
in the
she's
name
fought,
of Jesus.
She's a ward,
yes,
she's believed, and God, you're going to meet her right now where you're at. Father, we break the bands off of her right now. We loose her right now. Every oppressive spirit, we command it to go off of her right now. In the name of Jesus, we command that oppression that even tries to settle in your back to come off of you right now in the name of Jesus. Loose her right now.
Hallelujah.
Coming off of you.
Yeah.
It's coming off right now.
Right now. There it is. All the way.
There
all
it goes.
Way.
There it goes.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory
to God.
Yes. More for her.
Praise the Lord.
More. Yeah. All
praise
the way down. Thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Honey, stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Praise
just
the Lord.
Put your hands up. Just put your
Amen.
Hands up.
Amen.
Yes, Father, we thank you right
now.
Every cloaking of shame,
yes, yes,
we
yes.
lift it off
Amen.
Of you.
Amen.
God,
Amen.
I thank you.
Amen.
You're restoring her song
yes,
today.
Lord.
You're restoring
Amen.
Her joy
Jesus
today.
Name.
You're renewing, God. You're renewing
yes,
her.
Lord.
You're renewing
yes,
her, God, from
yes,
the top
Lord.
Of her head
yes,
down to the soles
yes,
of her
Lord.
Feet.
Yes,
we lift every
Amen.
Cloak of shame off
Praise
of you.
Lord.
We lift every disappointment off
yes,
of you.
Lord.
And what men
yes,
have done to you. Father, I thank you right now. Oh, there it goes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Brother, lift your hands up. Lift your hands up.
Thank you, Lord.
Every spirit of depression, I command it to come off of you now. Every oppressive spirit, that which is a war to come against your mind, I command it to loose off of you right now in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft spirit that's been sent to you, we break it off of you right now in the name of Jesus. Even that which has come to destroy you, we come against it by the power and the name and the blood of Jesus. The cross of Jesus Christ is against you. We loose your mind right now. Oh, hallelujah, God. We come against the enemy that has come to destroy you. And God says he will not. He will come thus far and no farther.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, hallelujah. We release it. Every bit of glory witchcraft, come off of him right glory now. In the name of Jesus. Every Amen. Occultic power, every soul tie, Amen. We break it in the name of Jesus. We call it. Call back your soul, brother. We call it back. From the east, the west, the north, and the south, we call back your soul. We call it back in the name of Jesus. Put your hand over your heart. Put your hand over your heart. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Father, and all the wounding that's in his heart, God, that he's just taken inside, and he didn't think he could take anymore. Father, I thank you today you brought him here that he might know that his disappointments are your appointment, God. And that, God, you know his times and his seasons, and you've directed his steps, God. And Lord, I thank you today that you're lifting the heaviness off of his heart. You're lifting the woundings off of his heart. Father, where he didn't think he could trust anymore and he couldn't believe anymore, God, you've come to restore his soul. You've come to restore his soul. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, brother,
is this your wife?
Dee Dee. Yeah. Lord has a further word. Okay. You know, a lot of disappointment has come because of authority figures who've tried to dominate you and tried to push you down, brother. But I see the Lord say, promotion doesn't come from the east or the west.
Yeah.
Promotion comes from the
yeah.
Lord. And by the word of the Lord, we loose yeah. you. Lord, I thank you for the yeah. favor being upon
oh,
this man in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
God.
Your favor being upon him. And Father, that which the
Hallelujah.
Enemy has meant for evil, we command it to go off of him yeah. right now. And every spirit of disappointment that have
yes,
come through
yes.
authority figures who've
yes.
tried to use you and push you down and tried to oppress you, brother, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord just looses you right now
yes.
from that. We loose you right now
yes.
from that. In Jesus' name, the spirit of Python, come off of him in
yes,
Jesus' name.
Lord.
Come off of him in
oh,
Jesus' name.
Yes.
Come off of him in Jesus' name. And Father, I'm thanking you, Lord God, for your mighty favor, Lord God. The favor of the Lord. The favor of the Lord. The favor of the Lord. We expose the thief in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we enforce your word, Lord, that the enemy has to give back sevenfold, Lord, to him. Sevenfold to him, Lord God. And brother, the Lord says, not the devourer, but the blesser. Not the devourer, but the blesser. You're going to see the Lord has rebuked the devourer off of you, and you're going to see the blessing of the Lord begin to accrue. The blessing of the Lord begin to accrue. Because it's been like a wasting thing. It's been like a thing that would waste your very life. But the Lord's come, brother, to not only put a new wind in your sail, but a new spring in your step. Because you're going to know that God has gone forth. And even like Joseph, you know he couldn't help it. Every time they bumped him down, God kept bumping him up. Every time they bumped him down, God kept bumping him up. Every time they bumped him down, God kept bumping him up. Until Joseph was on the throne, and nobody even lifted a foot till Joseph said, lift the foot. And brother, God's taking you up. Taking you up. Taking you up. You've been bumped down. You've known what it is to go down. But God said, to the degree that the enemy has tried to take you down, so high shall be the exaltation, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Father, in Jesus' name,
Jesus.
Father, we release you. Right now,
praise
from every spirit
Lord.
Of worry, release you from every
God.
Spirit of control,
fear.
Even that's come down through your family line. I release you from it right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Coming off of it right
yes.
now in the name of
right
Jesus.
Now.
Coming
Jesus.
Off every spirit of
every
fear and destruction. Coming off of it right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Loose
yes.
off of it
yes.
in
yes.
Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to
God. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes, yes.
Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead. Amen. Oh, Glenn, I just want to, the Lord showed me this, and I want to say this a long time ago. He put in your heart to come here.
and to build this. And just like Nehemiah, he was called within his heart. Deep in your heart, you were called to. And Nehemiah had to fight the kings of the land, and you came here and you had to fight the devils in this land. Amen. And you still fight them.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said to Nehemiah, he's put a brick in one hand and a spear in the other. And you keep that brick in one hand and you keep building, and you put that spear in the other hand to keep stabbing them devils. Amen.
Come down off the wall.
Keep stabbing them away and stabbing them away. And Glenn, the Lord said that he is going to send you a helper with your same heart. With your same passions for this place. With your same type of spirit with this place. And he will be a trainee as you will walk together is Elijah and Elisha. Elijah and Elisha. And the Lord said, you will know instantly in your heart this one will be with you. With you. With you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Huh? You want prayer? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Where's John? Come with Janet. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Are you praying, saint?
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.